A little bit, brother. Take your Bible and go to Philippians chapter number 4. Philippians chapter number 4. Whoo! I could just about run a few laps around the building, shout like a banshee engine. Amen. I'm glad we got a place. I'm glad we got a place where a bus kid can come that don't know where its mom and daddy is, and find somebody that'll love it, him or her, regardless of their background. And then on the other hand, I'm glad where we got a place where the stable adult who has a good job and who God has blessed, we can come in the same building and worship with that other one that doesn't have it as good as we do. You see, you go to a country club and they got one thing in common, money. Amen. You go to these other kind of clubs and whatever their interest is, you go to a car club, they got old cars in common. I'm glad we come in here. It ain't money we got in common. It ain't education we got in common, but it's Jesus Christ we got in common. And I'm glad he hears that little girl in Sunday school. He hears her prayer, I think, sometimes better than he does mine. Hallelujah. Did I tell you to go to Philippians chapter number 4? Philippians chapter number 4. I want you to look with me at verse number 7. Very familiar scripture this morning, but I want us to look at it together. The Bible said, "And the peace of God." Let me just back up and say that again. "And the peace of God." I'm glad it didn't just say peace, but he said, "The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." I want to point out a couple of things. Keep your Bibles open. You don't have to turn every time I do, but if you'll stay with me or at least write them down, I'm going to give you a bunch of scripture this morning. I'm going to preach to you about the peace of God. I was sitting on the beach on Friday afternoon with me and my wife. We went to Mexico Beach. By the way, don't tell nobody about that place because people don't know about it. It's private. It ain't like Panama City and a bunch of junk. But we went to a place and sat on the beach. Brother Freddie, I took a picture, and as far as your eye could see that way, and as far as your eye could see that way, not a living soul. Just me and my wife and a bunch of seagulls. That's all there was. It was just us and them birds and them waves. And I sat there in that chair, Sister Angie is reading a book, and I sat there, I love the ocean and I love the water, and I was listening to those waves crash in, and they had the red flags out. In other words, that means you ain't supposed to get in the water, because the waves are so high. And them waves were just crashing in, and I'm sitting there, and I'm just looking out across that ocean or the Gulf of Mexico, and I'm thinking, my, how good it is to know the peace of God that passes all understanding. And I was sitting there thinking, it's good to have a day to spend with my wife, and it's good to just have some time of fellowship and a getaway, but it's not the ocean that's given me the peace, and it's not the company that's given me the peace, but it's the God that lives in my heart that gives that peace that passes all understanding. And I sat there, Brother Jason, in that chair, and I thought, I know people that would give good money to feel what I feel. Matter of fact, they're searching for it all over this world. They're trying to drink it. They're trying to smoke it. They're trying to love it. They're trying to feel it any way they can. They try to find peace in new properties and new things, new cars, new trucks, new boats, new this, new that. Oh, if we just buy this, boy, it'll help me feel better. Now, something's missing in your life and you're trying to fill it with everything else. Oh, but to know the peace of God. I got to running the scriptures on that thing, and I wound up, here's what I wound up doing, as far as I know. This morning, I'm just going to talk about the peace of God from the Old Testament. And Lord willing, tonight, I'm going to talk about the peace of God just from the New Testament. We find God's peace all through this Bible. And I love what he said. He said it was the peace of God which passeth all understanding. In other words, I couldn't explain it to you if I wanted to this morning, but I know how it feels. Anybody, can you help me right there? And we'll have church just a little bit. I can't explain it to you. What was his name on I Love Lucy? Ricky used to say, Lucy, you got some splaining to do. Hey, I can't explain it to you this morning, but I know how it feels. Remember that song the McCameys used to sing, Do You Know How It Feels? Woo! Hallelujah. What a blessing, man, it is to know the peace of God that passes all understanding. You know why people look at us and they go, they're crazy? Because they don't understand it. They don't understand it. They understand worshiping a pop star. They understand worshiping an American idol. Are you with me? They understand those kind of things. Why? Because that flesh can relate to that. They understand the Super Bowl and the worship and the athletes and all that kind of stuff. Amen. If Peyton Manning walked through the airport, grown men would just be falling out. It's Peyton Manning. Hey, he's going to die one of these days. Are you all right? They find no problem getting exuberated or excited about that kind of stuff. But they come in and see somebody shouting over a bus kid getting saved. See somebody shouting over a marriage getting put back together. See somebody shouting over somebody getting clean off of drugs. See somebody shouting about the goodness of God, and we're crazy. Well, see, these things we're shouting about are eternal. He said that peace passes all understanding. You got to get it before you understand it. I still don't understand it. I'll be honest with you, I still don't understand it. It still passes my understanding. I can't explain why God, so great and so mighty and so holy, would love somebody so unworthy and so vile and so filthy as me, and then fill my heart with His goodness and His peace. I don't understand that. But I'm glad. Now, I'll get to the scriptures in just a minute. You can be turning to Numbers, chapter number 6, if you want. Genesis, Exodus, I can't even talk. Whew. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. There we go. Numbers in your Old Testament. Back in our text, you don't have to turn back there, but he said, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding, I love these next two words. He said, shall keep. Shall keep. Let me say that again. Shall keep. Your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Here's our problem. Now, I'm talking to saved people now. You know the peace of God. You've experienced the peace of God. But this morning, you're without the peace of God. And it's not that the peace of God hasn't kept you. It's that you haven't kept the peace of God. Can we say that again? No. You can't blame it on God and say, I just don't have no peace. No, it's because you've grabbed onto something else. And you need that peace of God. You need to pray, God, I need that peace to keep my mind and my heart. You ever feel like you're about to go crazy? Come on. Do you ever feel like you're really just about to lose it? I'm talking about crack up. Go postal. Amen. Drive through Hiram. That's all you got to do. Amen. I mean, there's days, man, I feel like, God, you're going to have to help my mind. He said the peace of God would keep your mind. And the peace of God would keep your heart. Our problem is where our dependency is. And we're going to have to learn to be dependent. And we'll talk about that a little bit this morning. But I want you to notice in Numbers chapter number 6. Now look at me. The peace of God is a blessing. A blessing is something that is given, not earned. You do not deserve the peace of God. You cannot afford the peace of God. Amen. If we had Bill Gates' money and Donald Trump's power, of course, Donald's probably about broke over this election, I doubt it, but if we had all their money piled up, we couldn't buy a little bit of the peace of God. Do you know how you know you cannot buy peace? Every one of us have tried it. Every one of us have tried it. Oh, and it feels good, whatever it is we bought for a little bit. But it just short-lived, didn't it? You can't buy the peace of God. The peace of God is a blessing. Now watch Numbers chapter number 6 and verse number 24. The Bible said, the Lord, say the next word, bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Watch this. In verse number 26, the Bible said, the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee, say it,
peace.
So peace is a blessing from God. In other words, he said, give thee peace. It is a gift from God. You can't get it anywhere but from God. Do you understand that? Psalms chapter number 29 and verse number 11. Listen carefully what the Bible said. Psalms 29 and verse number 11. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. He said he'll give them strength and then he'll bless them with peace. You ever seen them on TV go to the priest and ask for a blessing? They're asking for God's favor is what they're doing, and they think they can get it through that priest. And by the way, you can't get it through a priest, and you can't get it through a rabbi, and you can't get it through a Baptist preacher, and you can't get it through a Methodist preacher, and you ain't going to get it through a Pentecostal preacher. But thank God, through the sweet Holy Ghost of God, you can know the peace of God this morning. The peace of God is a blessing. I want you to notice the blessing of peace. But then number two, I got a lot of ground to cover this morning. I want you to notice the pursuit of peace. The pursuit of peace in Psalms chapter number 34. Psalms chapter number 34, if you want to turn there, we'll read a bunch of scriptures in Psalms this morning. We talked about the blessings of peace. How do I get peace? Listen, it's a gift of God. Where do I find peace? It is a gift from God, cannot be had nowhere else. Walmart don't carry it. Can't get it at the flea market, can't get it at the mall, can't order it online. I'm telling you, there's only one place you're going to find real, true peace in your heart, and that's at the foot of Calvary. Listen to me, if you're not saved, you can get that settled this morning. But if you've been saved 30 years and you've been struggling, you can get peace this morning. Listen, a lot of times it's not that we get our every prayer answered like we want it. But God gives us peace about whatever it is we're dealing with. Sometimes I don't have the answer for the problem or the situation, but I have peace. I have peace. I don't have the answer for the cancer. I don't have the answer for the lack of a job. But sometimes the Lord will just come and give us peace. Thank God. His peace is a blessing. Now I want you to notice Psalms chapter number 34 and verse number 14. The pursuit of peace. How do you get it? The Bible said, number one, depart from evil. It's a two-part deal here. I'm telling you how to get peace. You say, I just ain't got no peace in my heart. Depart from evil. Yes, sir. Let me say it again. Preacher, I just ain't got no peace in my heart. Depart from evil. Yeah. What are you saying? Walk away from your sin. And do good. Yeah. You see, you can't just quit one thing. You got to pick up something else. Yeah. You quit one thing, you leave a hole. You got to fill it with something else. He said, hey, you want peace? Depart from evil and do good. Amen. I'm glad that, and I ain't just bragging because it's my mama, but I'm glad that little Sunday school girl had somebody to talk to this morning. I'm glad she had somebody pour her little burden out on her. I'm telling you, that sounds like a big problem. Sometimes we look at these children's problems and we think they're so minuscule and minor and petty. But boy, that's a big deal. You don't know where your mom and daddy is. I'm 51 years old and I know where my mom and daddy's at. I got two daddies in heaven. Amen. I got a stepdad and a dad. They're both in heaven. And my mama's sitting right there. I don't have to worry about my mama. Where she's at calls me every day. Where are you at? What are you doing? All up in my business. I'm talking about 51 years old. Amen. Thank God I still got a mama that cares where her boy's at. Amen. Can't imagine not knowing where my mom and daddy is. I'm glad she had a place this morning. He said, depart from evil and do good. You know what? I believe the Lord blesses his church. And it ain't because of our holiness. It ain't because of our super spirituality. Some churches pride themselves on how spiritual they are. I don't believe it's because of our knowledge. I don't. I don't believe it's because of our great organization. I believe God blesses this church because we care for people that nobody else does. We're about doing good, and we're not going to heaven because we do good. We're doing good because we go to heaven. But thank God, hey, we can depart from evil and do good. It's a good thing to run buses. It's a good thing. Hey, we got to put tires on them. Hey, we need to buy more buses. Amen. We're going to go down to South Florida and get some more air conditioning on them. Amen.
Amen.
This church does good. It's a working church. And God blesses our effort. Have you ever noticed if you go out on a special visitation, last year, I believe it was last fall, last summer, sometime, we did that Project 101. We went down there and knocked on them doors. Brother Jason, I don't know how many people. I don't know how many hundreds of houses. People say, oh, yeah, we're coming. We'll be there Sunday. I ain't seen a one of them. But for every five that told me they was coming and didn't come, God sent five more. Happens every time. For everyone that said, yeah, we'll be there Sunday morning, they might not have been here, but another brand new visitor was. God blesses our efforts. God blesses the fact that we do good. I'm trying to tell you how to get peace. Depart from evil and do good. Watch this. He said, seek peace and pursue it. Seek peace and pursue it. Some of you don't have any peace because you ain't looking for it. You're more about the turmoil. If there ain't some trouble going on, you ain't happy. I know people who major on problems and negativity all the time. No wonder you ain't happy. It ain't no way your spouse is happy because they got to live with you. Amen. I just hate being around people who are just down all the time and all they see is the worst in every situation and in everybody.
Amen.
Right. Amen. I guarantee you somebody will leave here griping about something in this service this morning. I guarantee you probably already have. No wonder you ain't got no peace. You ain't looking for it. I'm not looking for problems. I'm looking for solutions. Man, I want to know God's peace in my heart. Hey, he said seek after it and pursue it. Go after peace. Do you want peace in your heart? Are you tired of being a nervous wreck and about to flip out and wig out all the time? Amen. It's time somebody found some peace in their heart. I wonder if somebody would be honest right now and say, Lord, I need your peace. Let's notice the blessing of peace. It comes from God, the pursuit of peace. How do we get it? We got to depart from evil, do good, and go after it. I want you to notice the abundance of peace. Psalms 37, just over a couple pages. Psalms chapter numbers 37. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
I know this is a little different than most Sunday mornings, but listen carefully. We need the peace of God.
Amen.
Psalms chapter 37 and verse number 11, he said, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves, watch this, in the what? Abundance of peace. In the abundance of peace. It's not like we pursue after peace. God sees our efforts and we depart from the evil and we do good and we seek after peace. And it's not like God says, wait a minute, I'm fresh out. I'm having to ration my peace because I just don't have enough to go around. I'm glad the Bible said there was an abundance of peace. An abundance of peace. The only reason you doesn't have it is because you don't want it. The only reason you don't have the peace of God in your heart is because you don't want it. You have no desire for it. Your desire for something else, it must be greater. Or evidently God's a liar, one of the two. I'd say God's true and every man's a liar.
Amen.
Amen. If we want the peace of God, it is available for us.
Amen.
You can't tell me you got the peace of God and you and your wife fighting like cats and dogs.
Right. That's right.
You can't tell me you got the peace of God in your heart and your home and all y'all doing is a fighting, screaming mess. You can't tell me that. Now, we all have disagreements, don't get me wrong. We have little spats and stuff. But, man, when it's just a constant war, there is an absence of peace. There is an absence of the peace of God. Man, when the peace of God floods your soul, everything else is like, nah. That ain't no big deal.
Yeah,
amen. Right. That peace of God will overcome your temper. It'll overcome your smart mouth. It'll overcome your arrogance. It'll overcome your pride.
Right, sir.
Amen. Amen. I'm talking about the peace of God. Y'all just ain't really all into this.
Yeah.
Maybe I know the peace of God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. Psalms 37 and verse 37. He said, mark the perfect man and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. Thank God. I found the blessing of peace. It's a gift of God. The pursuit of peace. We got to depart from evil and do good and go after it. The abundance of peace. There's plenty of it. But I want you to notice the proclamation of peace. Go to Psalms chapter number 85. We still okay this morning? Y'all was happy when we were singing and shouting, man. We got in the Bible now and you just kind of bogging down on me a little bit. Amen. Somebody ought to be thankful you got the peace of God if you do have the peace of God. Won't you look at Psalms 85 and verse number 8. Psalms 85 and verse number 8. He said, I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak, watch this, peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. He said, I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will, say it with me, speak peace. What was that song Ashley used to say? I know the peace speaker and I know him by name. I know the peace speaker and I know him by name. Listen, what is such a big deal about this scripture right here? All God's got to do is say it. All God's got to do is say it. It ain't got to be some mooey-gooey, warm, fuzzy, miraculous thing. All God's got to do is say, hey, that's my child and he wants peace.
Yes. Yes.
He's a peace speaker. He's a peace speaker. Hallelujah. I'm glad when he speaks, he speaks peace. He speaks peace. You ever had the Holy Spirit speak peace in your heart? Do anybody know what I'm talking about? I feel like I'm in here by myself this morning. I'm just preaching the Bible. Ain't nothing to get excited about.
Amen.
Have you ever had the Holy Spirit just speak peace in your heart?
Amen.
Woo! Man, ain't nothing more precious than that in the world. Thank God. Hey, there is a proclamation. He said he... Some of you need some peace spoke in your heart this morning. Some of you need the Lord to step out on the storm in your life and say peace. Be still.
Yeah.
Remember, we'll talk about it tonight, but then wind and waves.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Remember what he did? He just spoke to them.
Right.
He just spoke how that spoke it.
Amen.
He just spoke it, everything, creation, everything he did.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
The only thing he touched in creation, there he is. God said, let there be, and bang, there it was.
Amen.
Amen. That very same God that said, let there be light, can say, let there be peace.
Yes, sir.
These churches are going through turmoil, and this side against this side, and this faction against that faction, and this clique against that clique, and claim they know God. That's a bunch of lying dogs right there. Hey, man, listen, man, we get where God is, God will start speaking peace.
Yes, he will. Amen.
Hey, man, we get the peace of God in our heart. We get along with each other.
Yes, sir.
Are y'all okay? Amen. I ain't being a part of no bunch of church fighting.
Amen.
That's still that. God ain't nowhere around that. Amen. I don't know why that ain't in my notes this morning, but the proclamation of peace. I want you to watch the partnership of peace. Psalms chapter number 85, just down a couple of verses. The partnership of peace. He said, mercy and truth are met together. I love this next statement. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Woo! He said mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Sounds like a partnership, doesn't it? It kind of sounds like righteousness and peace go hand in hand, just like mercy and truth go hand in hand. You don't know mercy without knowing truth. Let me say it again. You're not going to know mercy without knowing truth. The only way you'll know you're saved is to realize you're a sinner.
Amen.
And then you get the mercy of salvation.
Amen.
Does that make sense?
Amen.
There's no way you're going to know peace without righteousness.
Amen. That's right, brother.
A partnership of peace. Boy, I'm having trouble. I'm having trouble, Brother Charles, having peace in my heart. Well, how much righteousness is in your heart? How long has it been since you just genuinely got right with God? How long has it been since you wept over your sin or your past or whatever it is? How long has it been since you dealt with the bitterness in your heart and the anger and the malice and the unforgiveness? How long has it been since you got clean?
Yes, sir, preacher.
Illustration. I broke my watch all to pieces a while ago, so I ain't got a clue what time it is. Let me give you an illustration. How many of you remember when you got saved?
Amen.
That's just about everybody in this room. You remember when the Holy Spirit came in your heart. Amen. Now, may I put your hands down. How many of you remember how it felt?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Now look, we don't base our salvation on a feeling, but thank God we can feel it.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Do you know what that feeling was?
Peace.
It was the peace of God.
Yes, sir.
What happened? All the sin went away?
Yeah.
I'm talking about all of it.
Yes.
I'm talking about every bad thought, everything you have. When you ask the Lord to save you, at that moment, every sin you ever committed is gone.
Amen.
At that moment, all you have is righteousness.
That's right.
And peace like a river floods your soul, and there's not another feeling like that in the world.
Amen.
Than all your sins being gone and your heart filled with the peace of God.
Yes.
That's what getting right with God is. We don't get resaved, but we get the junk out and get the peace back.
Amen.
Miss Legina got tore up from the floor up in the choir this morning and got to shouting, and some of y'all don't like it, and I don't care. Did you hear what she said in her testimony? You couldn't hardly understand her. I thought she was going to start hacking and preaching there for a minute. I'm kidding. I've embarrassed her now, ain't I? Here's what she said. She'd been praying for God to do something in her heart. What is that? That's a pursual.
Yes, sir.
Right.
That's a going after it.
Amen.
That's right.
So what did God do? She tried her best to get right with God, so God just manifested that peace in her heart in that choir this morning.
Yes, sir.
And some of you sat there and went, well, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I hope I'm standing right beside you when you see Jesus.
Amen.
The first time you see Jesus Christ with your eyeballs, I'm hoping I'm standing there and you strip a gear and come totally unscrewed. I'm going to go, but that's just ridiculous. Roll my eyes at you. Amen. Woo. The partnership of peace. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Now I want you to notice Psalms 119. I want you to see the affection of peace. The affection of peace. I know y'all ain't really, don't seem like you enjoying this morning, but I hope you'll come back. Hope you'll come back tonight. Man, I'm telling you, I get you to get the peace of God in your heart, we might just have revival. Psalms 119, look at verse 165. Psalms 119 and verse 165.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to try to hurry. Psalms 119, verse 165. Watch this. Say the first two words with me.
Great peace.
What kind of peace?
Great peace.
Great peace have they which love thy law. Great peace have they which love thy law. The word of God. Listen, we have no peace in our country because our country cares not for the law of God anymore. I'm standing flat-footed. Let me say it again. We have little peace in our country because our country has little respect for the law of God. Oh, they don't want it in the courthouse. Don't have them Ten Commandments hanging in a building of law. Don't have the law hanging in there.
Yeah.
Why would thou shalt not kill? Why would that offend you?
Yeah, come on, preacher.
Thou shalt not bear false witness. Do you know why that bothers them? Because that's what every one of them greasy lawyers are doing.
Yes, sir.
They're standing in a courthouse line looking at the Ten Commandments saying, don't lie.
Yes, sir.
He said, great peace have they which love thy law. Watch, he didn't stop there. Watch this now. And nothing shall offend them.
Yeah, that's it.
Bless God, I'm offended.
Yeah, come on.
You ain't got great peace, have you?
Amen.
You ain't got great peace. You get the peace of God in your heart. Everything everybody does that's stupid will just roll off your back like water off a duck's back. It won't bother you. You're not going to come down to somebody else's mistake level when you got the peace of God overwhelming your heart. Amen. Amen. You're going to look at every situation with an attitude of, you're not going to rob my joy. I'm going to love you just like I did yesterday. Amen. The affection of peace. Man, when the peace of God floods your heart, it's an affectionate thing. It's okay to put it that way? It's an affectionate thing. It's like God showing you He loves you. It's like God putting His arms around you and pulling you up in His lap. Y'all know what I'm talking about? It's an affectionate thing, man. Thank God for that. I hope somebody leaves with it this morning. I hope somebody who come in without the peace of God will leave with the peace of God. Well, Psalms 122 and verse number 6. I'm going to give you these right quick. There needs to be a desire for peace. Psalms 122 and verse number 6 says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Yes. Listen, we're not just supposed to pray for our own peace, but we ought to pray for the peace of others.
Amen.
And by the way, we ought to be praying for the peace of Jerusalem.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We ought to be praying for Israel. Amen. We ought to be praying our country will get behind Israel.
Amen.
Amen. Then there is a provision of peace in Psalms 147. In Psalms 147 and verse number 14, he said, he maketh peace in thy borders and filleth thee with the finest of wheat. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse number 1 and 2. The Bible said, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse number 7, the Bible said, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. God will provide the peace you and I need. Now, I got three or four more, but can I give you one more? Can I give you one more? We've looked at all these different attributes of peace. And I can't leave here without showing you the Prince of Peace. We can't leave here today without noticing and recognizing the Prince of Peace. In Isaiah chapter 9 and verse number 6, the Bible said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, watch this, the Prince of Peace. That's one of his names. You say, who are you talking about? I'm talking about Jesus. What a wonderful name. One of his names is Prince of Peace. In other words, he's the captain over the peace. He's the boss over the peace. And the peace does what he tells the peace to do. Thanks be unto God, I know the Prince of Peace. And his name's not Buddha. It's not Allah. I'm here to tell you it's not Confucius. Hey, it's Jesus Christ. He is the Prince of Peace. In the olden days when the kings ruled, if you needed provision, you had to go and kneel before the prince. Oh, if we had come before the prince this morning and say, Prince of Peace, I need some peace in my heart. Thank God. Do you know him? Do you know him? Greatest problem I see in our country. Brother Todd, y'all come and get us a song if you would. The greatest problem I see in our country, and I'm through this morning, is an absence of peace. An absence of peace. Listen, the fastest growing religion in the world, the fastest growing religion in the world, Islam, has absolutely no peace. It's a religion fueled by hatred and anger. You don't think they're angry? Deal with one of them.
Amen.
You better be ready to fight. You might better be carrying.
Amen.
They're militant.
That's right. You're right,
dude. Angry. They cheer while people's heads are being chopped off. And chant, Allah, Allah, Allah. You can't tell me that's a peace. Oh, but they're peace-loving Muslim. You're out of your mind. I don't believe there's a such thing. Not if they believe their book. We okay? There's an absence of peace. I watched those guys, our greatest leaders supposedly in our country, stand on a platform and argue like little five-year-old boys and call one another names. I'm like, why don't you just stick your tongue out at each other and make faces?
You're right.
Mm. That's about how they act.
Yes, sir, preacher.
Bunch of babies. You say, well, wait a minute, you're going to offend me. I voted for some. I don't care who you voted for. They're a bunch of babies.
Amen.
They need their little pants tucked down and spanked.
Yes, sir, preacher.
It's bad when to promote yourself, the only way you can do it is to make somebody else look bad.
You're right.
Something's wrong with that.
Yes, sir.
You know what it is? There's an absence of peace in our country.
Yes, sir.
Now watch this. Last scripture and I'm done. Isaiah chapter 48, verse number 22. Watch this. The Bible said, there is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. Makes sense, doesn't it? Makes sense while we're in the mess we're in. Somebody ought to come and seek His peace this morning. Let's stand our feet all over the house.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we're going to read a bunch of more scriptures tonight. Jesus said in the New Testament, He said, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth. That world gives a short-lived peace that don't last very long. Jesus said, my peace I give unto you. How could He say that unless, Brother Charles, He had the authority to? It goes back with Him being the Prince of Peace. Let's bow our heads all over the house this morning. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Nobody looking around. I wonder if there'd be somebody this morning. Now be honest. You say, Brother Eddie, I know I'm saved. If I died today, heaven would be my home. But I sure have been struggling in my heart. I know I'm saved, but I need the peace of God. I need that peace in my heart that passes all understanding. Preacher, would you pray for me? Let me just slip up your hand. Maybe I'm going through a struggle, a trial. I just need the peace of God in my heart. Thank you so much. Hands all over this building. Even young people. God bless you, kids. Hey, our teenagers need the peace of God just like anybody else. Whew. I've been praying for Brother Anthony and Miss Denise. I can't imagine what Miss Denise is going through, but I really can't imagine what Brother Anthony's going through. I've been praying for him every day. You know what I've been praying for? Lord, give him peace. Give him peace, God. Give them peace. It's bad enough to have to deal with it, but then all the worrying too. God, give them peace. So many of our people are going through some serious, serious things and need the peace of God. I wonder if there's somebody this morning say, Preacher, I couldn't raise my hand. I'm not sure that I'm saved. If I die today, I can't promise you that heaven would be my home. I've never experienced really the peace of God. I sure would like to know it in my heart. If you can really know where you'll spend eternity when you die, I'd like to get that settled in my heart. I wouldn't come to you or embarrass you for nothing. I just want to pray for you. If you just slip up your hand and say, Preacher, I'm not sure I'm saved. I don't know if I died today, heaven would be my home. Please pray for me. You just slip it up and put it right back down. Anybody. One more time. Preacher, I need the peace of God in my heart. Pray for me. I need it in my home. I need it in my marriage.
Thank you so much. Father, as we come to you again this morning, Lord God, thank you for a good day. Lord, thank you for the blessings. Lord, thank you for the check. Lord, for us and the one for Caleb. Lord, it's just encouraging. Lord, lets us know we're going in the right direction and doing the right thing. Father, and we thank you for that. We know a little lady in Texas sent it. And Lord, I pray you'd bless her up one side and down the other for that gift. But Lord, we know it was you that put that on her heart. Lord, thank you for the encouragement. We love you so much. Lord, thank you for the peace of God that we know in our hearts. Lord God, I couldn't stand here and tell these people I'm just living in the flow of the peace of God 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Lord, I have my times too, you know. But Lord, thank you for those special times when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll. Lord, it may be going crazy on the outside, but Lord, on the inside, there's a peace that only you can give. And Lord, I pray you do it for somebody this morning. Do it for them like you've done it for me, God. Pour it out on them this morning, Father. Have your way. You saw every hand. You know every heart. Now God, just get glory and we'll thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God, dealing with your heart, why don't you come? Why don't you come? Probably 40 people raised their hand and said, I need the peace of God in my heart. Look at me before they sing. Before they sing. How do you get it? You got to depart from evil. Do good. Seek after it and pursue it. You got to come after it. You got to come after it. You say, how do I do all that? It starts right here. It starts right here. Come tell God you're sorry. Tell God you love him. Tell him you need the peace of God in your heart. Come tell him this morning. Seek after it. You can have it if you want it. Whenever y'all ready, Sister Janice, just go ahead and sing. God dealing with your heart. Come on. Find you a place. Tell God you need his peace.